Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, September 17th, 2015. And with me again today, John Martellaro. How's it going, John?
Oh, I'm all out of breath. I just ran over here from a friend's Ponfar ceremony.
And the fact that you're out of breath tells me it was probably very exciting. Please don't elaborate. I don't want to have to change the explicit rating on our show.
Oh, of course.
Kelly Gaumont, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Clearly, neither of us is doing as well as John, but...
That's true.
Not everyone can have a day as exciting as his.
That's also true.
Yeah. Hey, we have a sponsor today, and that sponsor is Harry's, the Razor Yay. Company, and that's pretty awesome and pretty exciting, too. But, you know, like, if you need to get ready for your Ponfar ceremony and want to look as sharp as you can. But anyhow, before we talk about Harry's, I want to take a look at a list you made yesterday, John. And this is a list of some of the Watch OS 2 features that you happen to really like.
It was a sort of a top 10 list. What was unique about it was that I put it in order of my favorites. Because, of course, as everybody knows, what's important to me is important to everyone.
Right.
Of course.
Right, right.
So what was your top favorite?
My top favorite was time travel, especially the ability to look forward in the weather and say, okay, I've got a 2 o'clock dentist appointment. What's the weather going to be like? Because it rains every afternoon in the summertime. And so, so depending on what app you're in, if it's enabled, you'll be able, like calendar, you'll be able to do it in a different way. You get a time increment where it shows you what's going to happen in the future and how far and what time it's happening. So you can scroll through with a digital crown. And I don't know what other feature, I don't know what other apps Apple didn't say are enabled for that, but anything where there's data that applies to the future, you can scroll through with a digital crown and look. And I think that's going to be kind of cool.
Yeah, I think it would be cool. The other apps, from what I understand, that would be able to take advantage of this are apps that have watch face complication options. And they would also have to be time related in some way.
Right.
And one thing I have not been able to try yet because watchOS 2.0 was delayed is OmniFocus, because I'm a big OmniFocus fan. And what I'm wondering is if once all the pieces come together, if I'm going to be able to do exactly what I think I can, which is use the crown, scroll along. So I go to tomorrow, and right there on my watch face, I see my tasks for tomorrow as opposed to the ones for today. Mm-hmm. But I can also have timestamps on them. So I can see the ones that are coming up in a few hours, the ones that I supposedly completed a few hours ago. I can see where stuff like this is going to be really handy. If you're traveling, being able to look at your flight itinerary and scroll forward and see what your next leg of your flight is and when and stuff like that.
I think it's going to be great. Digital crown strikes again.
Now, my favorite feature so far is the native app support. This is something that I have wanted since day one with Apple Watch, because so many apps are really laggy on Apple Watch with watchOS 1. And that's because instead of being a native application, they're sort of like a front-end module that then looks to your iPhone and the actual app that's on the iPhone to get the information that it needs. So you have this lag because you fire up the app, it has to launch, it has to use your Bluetooth connection to talk to your iPhone, get data sent back and forth, and then it can display stuff. And I just don't like that slow, laggy thing. So I'm really looking forward to the native apps, and we'll be able to do a lot more with them.
So number two on my list was keeping the face lit longer. That 15-second timeout is one of the grand irritations of the original watch. I've had several occasions where I've had to display some information to my wife or somebody else, maybe a calendar event, maybe what time, or I need to show them something on the watch. And by the time my watch is turned over and they take a look at it, they say, "Your watch is black." So I'm tapping it and say, oh, look real quick before it goes, Mike.
I'm glad to see this feature coming because I've heard you complain about it so much. I say that with love, John. So, Kelly, I know you don't have an Apple Watch on your wrist at the moment.
I do not.
But are there any features you've been looking at thinking, okay, this is really cool?
Well, for me, and I know this sort of sounds like cheating, but for me, it's mostly that there is a watchOS 2 and that it doesn't require new hardware and that it's going to add a lot more capability to the watch. Because what this tells me is that this is being treated as slightly longer term than we've seen in the yearly updates we get on iOS devices. So I'm hoping that maybe this means that if I were to pull the trigger on a watch now, that it would be, or soon, because holiday buying season is coming, that maybe if I were to get one, that with watchOS 2, I would be able to do a whole lot more with it than I could have if I had purchased one at 0 day. So I like the idea that they are continuing to improve on the existing hardware, because that was a concern a lot of people had initially was, well, am I just going to get obsoleted in a year because Apple decided that they didn't like this hardware for some reason? And it doesn't seem like that's going to be the case. So I actually would be more comfortable buying one today knowing that they're doing software updates to the existing hardware.
And we don't know when this watchOS 2 is going to ship. It was supposed to come out yesterday.
Right.
We found out there was going to be a delay. We don't know if it's going to be today or Monday. It's going to be soon, as soon as they fix the problem. Mm-hmm. And we'll write all about it as soon as we get it. I'm going to do a review.
I'm looking forward to your review.
Good.
All right. Another feature that I'm really excited about is sensor access for third-party developers.
That sounds really interesting. I can't wait to see what happens with it.
Yeah, I'm expecting we're going to see some pretty cool stuff. The types of apps that I'm envisioning right now are things like meditation apps, something where your watch and monitor your heart rate while you're meditating. And I'm saying this, and it sounds like I'm some big meditator. And as far as I know, my ability to meditate is managed through beer. I don't know. But the point is, I can see where developers will be able to use these sensors to do some really creative things where we can get real-time feedback about things that are happening with our bodies. And what really made this one stand out for me was when I had an allergic reaction. This has been a little while ago, but it was after Apple Watch came out. I unintentionally got dairy in me, which is a very bad thing, but I didn't realize it. And sometimes when this happens, my cognitive skills get bad. And so I was not realizing that the symptoms were there. And it wasn't until later on when my girlfriend figured this out through texts back and forth, she's like, you need to get that Benadryl in you right now. This is really serious. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I looked at my Apple Watch and thought, well, I don't know if this is that big of a deal. Let me look at my heart rate. Okay, my heart rate had been at 104 for like 12 hours.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I want someone to write an app that just periodically checks my heart rate. And if it goes above a certain level for a certain amount of time, it starts alerting the crap out of me. Because
tap. Physical tap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can buzz you like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, I want to have the tapping on my wrist. I want to have audible alarms go off and all kinds of stuff. Because there are times when it doesn't matter how aware you are of your body, if something happens that makes it so that you can't be aware, to have that backup, you know, especially if you have allergies, man, that would be great for me. I'm stopping short of saying it would be a lifesaver, but, you know, I mean, if you want to take it to the extreme, sure, at some point, maybe it could be.
Jeff, how are you feeling about the accuracy of that heartbeat monitor? Because the other night I was on the couch watching TV and it said my heartbeat was 39, and I thought, I don't think so.
I have found mine to be accurate. Now, what I'm doing is I'm comparing it to the data that I get from an Alpha Mio, which is like the gold standard for wrist-worn heart rate monitors. And the numbers that I'm seeing on my Apple Watch are in line with what I'm seeing with the Alpha Mio. So if you are seeing data that's like radically off from what it ought to be, then I would look at how you're wearing the watch. Start pulling out variables. And
okay, maybe I'm wearing it too loose.
Could be. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's all those tattoos on your arms.
Could be.
But the accuracy for me has been really nice. So,
excellent.
Yeah. So I'm okay with an app that monitors my heart rate, and if it goes above a certain level, sets off an alarm, because it'll probably be accurate enough so that if I'm having a problem, I will be aware.
I would really like if it could alert someone else, not just me, if I'm having some sort of issue.
Oh, that's even better. That's
sweet.
Because what that tells me is, and I'm totally riffing, but I hope there's a developer out there who listens to Daily Observations who's taking notes. For example, my father-in-law is diabetic, and I would really like if he had an Apple Watch that if it showed like a dramatic spike in his heart rate and then maybe a dramatic drop in his heart rate, that maybe it tells somebody. because I worry. And it would really be nice if that were a possibility, that somebody would, you know, like Jeff, in your case, maybe it's alerting you. And then if you're not able to clear the alarms or interact with it in some way, maybe at that point it texts your girlfriend and says, hey. And maybe it's just a screenshot of the monitor. You know, here's Jeff's heart rate for the last 12 hours. It's been not what it should be. And maybe you should call him or something, you know. And being able to have sort of an emergency contact. And you can set that up in the health app. So maybe what it does is it just goes into health and nabs your emergency contact and sends them a note about how you should follow up with this person. Because I also like that idea for older people who live alone. And, you know, the whole life alert thing, like this is just the 21st century version of that. Like if you have in fact fallen and cannot get up, this may be a good way for someone to be able to help you.
I like this idea. See, this is really exciting stuff. And yeah. With Watch OS 2 coming out, this is where Apple Watch for me goes beyond this is a really neat little device to this is a very powerful wrist top computer that has so much potential to improve people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited about that. We could go on all day, but I'm not going to let us, because I want to talk about Harry's, the razor company.
Yes.
And they are fantastic. What they do is they make high quality razor blades, disposable blades, that cost a fraction of what you're going to pay in your grocery store or drugstore. And what I did was I bought their Truman kit. And it has a handle, it has a couple blades, it has shaving cream or gel, you get to choose whichever you want. And a little cover that you put over the blade when it's on your handle, so that if you're traveling, you don't slice stuff up in your travel kit. And it's really good stuff. What they did was they bought a factory that makes high-quality razor blades. So they now have total control over the product that they're giving to us, their customers, and it's exclusive. The blades they make are truly just their own. And they hold up really well, far better than anything that I've picked up at the grocery store. And they're just really nice. I mean, like really good stuff and surprisingly inexpensive. So they ship the stuff to you instead of putting it in stores. That helps keep the cost down. And what you can do is pick up the kit that I have or whatever kit you want to get started. The Truman kit costs $15. Yeah, just $15. Go to their website, harrys.com. Use the discount code TDO, and you're going to get $5 off your first order. So the kit that I have, the Truman, $15. It's going to cost you $10. And when you need new blades or new shaving cream or whatever, you can, through their website, set it up so that you have your blades automatically sent to you at regular intervals. Or if you don't need to have that sort of automated regularity, then just go to their website and order what you want when you need it. And it's crazy cheap and crazy good quality. So go check them out, because if they've impressed me, then it has to be good. I'm pretty particular about shaving stuff. So Harry's, thank you for being our sponsor. Go to their website, harrys.com. Use the discount code TDO and get $5 off your first order. Okay, one other thing that I'd like to talk about before we wrap up real quick. John, you brought this up a little bit earlier, but I think we should dive into a little bit more. And this is the fact that watchOS 2 has been delayed. It was supposed to come out yesterday, on Wednesday, along with iOS 9, but there was a last-minute delay, and Apple chose to not release watchOS 2 and haven't even given us a release date update yet. It's just, it'll be soon. So it's Thursday. It could come out today, could come out tomorrow, could come out next week. We don't know. And Apple hasn't said exactly what the problem is. But based on problems in watchOS 2 that James Thompson found, he's a developer.
He makes one of my favorite apps called pCalc. It's the finest calculator you can have on your phone. I want to get an add-in for James Thompson. He knows computation. He knows the theory of calculation and numerical analysis. You can trust his pCalc. He knows how to do the calculations correctly. I've seen lots of other calculators where people have screwed up the gamma function or other minor trigonometric issues. pCalc is the calculator you want for trustworthiness and accuracy. Anyway, end of commercial for James.
He does make a really great app. That's true. Okay.
Vulcan Institute approved.
Yes.
That's right. Vulcan Institute approved. Okay. So what he found was that his apps weren't showing up properly on Apple Watch 2.0. And what he also discovered is that it was a fair play issue, meaning the copy protection that Apple bakes into the apps that developers create, so that if I were to download an app, I can't just hand it to Kelly and then she puts it on her iPhone and we're both running it. The copy protection locks the app to my Apple ID, which means it only runs on my iOS devices, not Kelly's.
That's to be distinguished from digital signing of the app to make sure that the app really is from Apple.
Yes,
or Jeff.
And from the developer that created the app.
Right.
Yes. Right. So the problem is that FairPlay wasn't allowing apps to show up properly on Apple Watch. So what Apple did, instead of releasing watchOS 2 and then working on a fix later, they just pulled it and didn't release it at all. And they're going to fix it and then roll out the update.
This is a good thing. We're very happy that Apple went ahead and postponed the release, didn't stick to the schedule slavishly, and they're going to take their time and get it right instead of pushing it out on a date that they had pre-planned and let us deal with the issues. That's nice.
Yeah, I thought it was a nice little move. I think it was also a very smart move, because Apple was dealing with some negative press about the Apple Watch launch. You know, it was supposed to be in stores and then it wasn't. And then people were ordering minutes after pre-orders started, we're seeing multi-week delays. And, you know, there's a lot of people that were really upset with the way the initial launch went. Apple needs to make sure watchOS 2.0 comes out flawlessly, because they don't want a repeat of the negative press that they got for the initial Apple Watch launch.
you know, my reaction to watchOS 2 was is that this is everything we kind of hoped and dreamed for at first. And we kind of got the feeling that Apple had to make compromises and say, well, we're going to ship this, but we're not going to ship that. It was probably a laborious and difficult process to, you know, conjure up watchOS 1 and get it in production and get it ready and debugged and marry it to the hardware and do all the things that they needed to do. So in my experience, Apple prioritizes and says, okay, this is what's going to make the cutoff list for watchOS 1. And now we get all these glorious, nice features that we had hoped for and more. And I think watchOS 2 is going to just really breathe new life into the watch. It's going to be glorious.
This is a trend, I think. You know, part of what we're seeing with El Capitan from people who have used it are reports. A huge portion of what I've seen people talk about with El Cap is, or Snow Mountain, as I like to call it, is that it's a bolt tightener. It's something we've needed for a while. And, you know, because we got Snow Leopard and we got Snow, what was the next one? There were two snow ones and Mountain Lion. That's what I'm thinking of.
Snow one, just so you know.
But it was referred to at the time as the Snow Leopard release.
Well, Leopard is the Snow Leopard, as Lion is the Mountain Lion.
Right. So that's why I was calling it Snow Mountain. Because what I've seen from a lot of people is that this is the aggravating little annoyances cleanup release. There's not a whole lot of new stuff in this. It's just taking all the stuff that Apple's introduced to us in the last couple of releases and making it better. And I think that they're trying to do the same thing because Apple, whether this has any influence over Apple or not, you know, I can't really say, but I know that there has been a lot of criticism lately of Apple for releasing stuff that doesn't work the way it should when Apple has a reputation for being the one that just works. So I'm glad to see that they're maybe taking that seriously and trying to do some restoration on that reputation because it's really much better. It's a much better experience for people, and it makes me happy to know that they are taking that seriously. So I'm glad to see that they pulled it. I'm glad to know they're going to ship it when it's ready. And I'm also glad that this was something that got fixed or at least caught before it went out the door because from what I've seen of it, it looks like something that could affect a lot of people, and it affects them in a very fundamental way. So I'm glad to see that they were able to get this stopped. And it wasn't the sort of thing that we saw with iPhones last summer or earlier this year, where the update came out. And I know this happened to Jeff. He installed it. And one of the features of the iOS update that he installed disabled the phone. So I'm glad to see that stuff like that maybe isn't happening to people anymore. And I'm glad to see that this was a case of really fortunate timing and that maybe this is something that Apple's taking a little more seriously than they used to. So I'm good on them. Yeah, good on them for doing it.
Yep. Better to take the heat for shipping something a little bit late than take the heat for shipping something that's broken. And yes. On that exciting note, we have to wrap up because we're over time.
Yes.
Kelly, thank you so much for being here today.
Of course.
John, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Harry's, thank you for being our sponsor today. Head over to their website, please. And that website is harrys.com. Use the discount code TDO and get yourself one of their totally awesome shaving kits and make your face all beautiful. It's a wonderful thing. Listeners, thank you for joining us. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.